Current Affairs.
This is Akashvani. In the weekly program Current Affairs, now we bring you a discussion on cooperatives empowering rural transformation. The participants are Dinesh Kumar Verma, Joint Secretary, Minister of Cooperation, Jyotindra M. Mehta, Chairman, National Urban Cooperative Finance and Development Corporation, and Sangram Chaudhary, Managing Director, Banaskantha District Cooperative Milk Producers Union Limited. The moderator is Lalima Anija Dang.
United Nations has declared 2025 as the International Year of Cooperatives. Every year, first Saturday of July is celebrated as the International Day of Cooperatives, and this year it was the 5th of July. Well, India has about 8.42 lakh cooperatives spanning a wide gamut of occupations involved in agriculture, fisheries, dairy, craftsmen, and we believe there are about 30 sectors. And for more on this today, we are joined by Shri Dinesh Kumar Varmaji. He's the Joint Secretary, Ministry of Cooperation. Welcome, sir. We're also joined by Mr. Jyotindra Mehta, President, National Federation of Urban Cooperative Banks and Credit Societies. And we have with us Mr. Sangram Chaudhary, Managing Director, Banaskantha District Cooperative Milk Producers Union Limited. The government is committed for the welfare of farmers and strengthening cooperatives. Let's listen to Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the facilities being provided to the cooperatives.
जब विकसित भारत के लिए बड़े लक्ष्यों की बात आई तो हमने सहकारिता को एक बड़ी ताकत देने का फैसला किया। हमने पहली बार सहकारिता के लिए अलग मंत्रालय बनाया, अलग बजट का प्रावधान किया। आज कोऑपरेटिव्स को वैसी ही सुविधाएं, वैसा ही प्लेटफॉर्म उपलब्ध कराया जा रहा है जैसा कॉरपोरेट सेक्टर को मिलता है। सहकारी समितियों की ताकत बढ़ाने के लिए उनके लिए टैक्स की दरों को भी कम किया गया है। सहकारिता क्षेत्र से जुड़े जो मुद्दे वर्षों से लंबित थे उन्हें तेज गति से सुलझाया जा रहा है। हमारी सरकार ने सहकारी बैंकों को भी मजबूती दी है। सहकारी बैंकों को नई ब्रांच खोलनी हो, लोगों के घर पहुंचकर बैंकिंग सेवा देनी हो, इसके लिए नियमों को आसान बनाया गया।
All right, first to you, Dinesh ji. Mr. Verma, the fact that the cooperative ministry, it's the most recent ministry by this government, the youngest ministry, but the fact that a union minister, the union home minister to be precise, has kept this ministry under, he's heading it. First of all, does it show the importance that this ministry is giving to the cooperative movement? And do you think that it can be a game changer because a cooperative movement can touch the grassroots level as nothing else can?
So, as you rightly said, that there are more than 8.5 lakh of the cooperative societies in the country, and they are operating across 30 sectors, and 29 crore people, mainly from the rural areas, they are the member of these cooperatives. And these cooperatives, they hold the key to the rural socio-economic transformation. And with Union Home Minister Sri Amit Shah ji heading the cooperation ministry as well, lays the emphasis of the government towards the sector.
The motto of the government has been Sahkar Se Samriddhi, and this is very close to the Honorable Prime Minister's heart, that you empower the rural people through cooperative movement, and the motto is Sahkar Se Samriddhi, which means you empower them, you rejuvenate the cooperative sector. How are we going about this?
So let me tell you a little bit about the Ministry of Cooperation. So Ministry of Cooperation was created on 6th of July 2021. The main mandate of the ministry is realization of the vision of cooperation to prosperity, as you say, the Sahkar Se Samriddhi, strengthening of cooperative movement in the country and deepening its root up to the grassroots, promotion of cooperative-based economic development model and creation of appropriate policy, legal and institutional framework to help cooperative realize their potential. The principal activities of the ministry include streamlining the processes for the ease of doing business for cooperatives. It lays emphasis on strengthening, bringing transparency, modernization, computerization, creating competitive cooperatives, working constantly to meet the challenges of accessibility to development for every underprivileged in rural areas, and on connecting every village with the cooperatives, as well as making every village prosperous with the mantra of Sahakar Se Samriddhi.
Now let's listen to Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah, who was speaking in Parliament on in India's cooperative movement.
कोऑपरेटिव नीति बनाते वक्त बहुत ध्यान रखा गया है कि नीति का केंद्र बिंदु वो व्यक्ति होगा, 130 करोड़ लोग हैं, लोग होंगे, वो गांव होगा, हमारा एग्रीकल्चर होगा, गांव की महिला होगी, दलित होगा, आदिवासी होगा, और इसी को दृष्टिगत रखकर इन नीति का निर्माण किया गया है। इसका विजन एक वाक्य में कहे तो सहकार के समृद्धि के माध्यम से 2047 में विकसित भारत बनाना, उसका मिशन प्रोफेशनल, ट्रांसपेरेंट और तकनीक से युक्त, जिम्मेदार और आर्थिक रूप से स्वतंत्र और आर्थिक रूप से सफल छोटी छोटी कोऑपरेटिव इकाइयों को बढ़ाना और हर गांव में एक कोऑपरेटिव कम से कम करना।
Moving on to Sangramji, you are Managing Director of Cooperative Milk Producers Union Limited. Now, milk is something which gets spoiled very easily, and the white revolution for which Dr. Varghese Kurien can be credited, he did a great job. How are you ensuring that seed which was sown by Dr. Kurien at that time, or Tribhuvan Dasji at that time, is continuing and grown into a tree? How are you ensuring that it's giving good fruit?
See, the Indian Bharat DNA is cooperative. Cooperation means togetherness, and cooperation means harmony. It's a way of living life in our culture. I think we must credit Tribhuvan Dasji, who led the Amul movement and Operation Flood program. Today, India is self-sufficient with 240 million metric ton of milk, the leading the world in milk production. Yes. And our children are able to affordable milk and milk products thanks to the Operation Flood program and Amul movement in the country. The Amul movement is an unique experiment which has been acknowledged by the World Bank. The World Bank has noted in somewhere its report that if India didn't have this movement, India would have been 40 million metric ton less than what today we are. And can you imagine, we can be deficit of milk. Now we are not only self-sufficient, the whole movement has empowered the women. We have about 200,000 village cooperative societies in the country, and I must acknowledge and must admire that it was a historical decision by the government of India to establish the cooperative department as a separate full-fledged department. And I would even venture to go and say that this movement has, Gujarat is of course leading in cooperation. I, as a young child, I remember that in my village, we had irrigation cooperatives, though they were not registered. The 10 farmers will get together and make a tube well, and then they will do the irrigation in their 10 or 12 farmers together, do the irrigation. Gujarat is leading. Gujarat is a model. Banaskantha is another model, like the Amul model, like in Banaskantha. In about 1700 villages, we have dairy cooperatives. And you would be very happy to know the world's largest milk producing village every day produces about 65,000-70,000 liters of milk by 1200 milk producers. Its balance sheet is around 100 crore rupees annually. And it runs a mall, mega mall for their producers members. And the producers get milk credit. They can show the card and buy the products from the daily use things, everything which is including tractors and rotavators and whatever they want in their villages. I invite you to come someday and see how they are doing it. And most important thing is what the ministry has done is the pilot which they've run in the digitizing of the bank payments, direct payment to the farmers and payments to the cooperative. The 100% of the milk producers of Banaskantha, around 4.5 lakh milk producers, all they have milk dairy accounts, their accounts into bank accounts into the local district bank, and we every 15 days we send the money. You would be very surprising that we transfer almost 83 paisa of every rupee earned from the market. This is the Amul model. This is Banas model. And we every month, the payment which is goes to the farmers is 1,200 crore rupees. The one of the most important thing which they did is establishing the three national level cooperatives, the National Export Cooperative Limited, National Organic Cooperative Limited, and Bharat Beej Sahkari Limited. All three are members, and we are participating in Amul Organics, the Banas Organics. We are encouraging the farmers to grow organic produce and bring into the supply chain, which we can connect from producer to the consumer.
Let's listen to this report filed by our correspondent.
Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India's cooperative sector is undergoing a powerful transformation. Driven by the vision of Sahkar Se Samriddhi, prosperity through cooperation, the country is witnessing a change from the grassroots level. In the last 3 years, the government has introduced major reforms. Nearly 2 lakh new primary agricultural societies are being set up so that every village becomes a part of the cooperative network. The focus is on modernization and digitization. Cooperatives now have better access to finance, stronger connections to markets, and are using new technologies. This is helping them run more efficiently and grow faster. In a first of its kind initiative, the government is also establishing Tribhuvan Sahkari University in Gujarat, aimed at skilling and empowering the next generation of cooperative leaders. To support farmers, three new national-level cooperatives organizations have been launched, which are helping farmers both in Indian as well as international markets. It has also increased the income of farmers and has also improved the rural economy. As the world celebrates 2025 as the International Year of Cooperatives, India is taking the lead with the strong reforms, new institutions, and clear focus on growth for everyone. This is Aditya Shukla, Akashwadi News.
We are now joined by Mr. Jyotendra Mehta, Chairman, National Urban Cooperative Finance and Development Corporation, NUCFDC. Welcome, Mr. Mehta, to Akashwani Studio.
Thank you.
Sir, we would like to ask you, how important is the role of credit for cooperative societies?
India started their journey from 1889, and since then, they are working for the smallest strata of the society. And more or less person. It is like self-help. It is like all for each for all. They collect their savings and distribute to the needy person. It was started in small way, and now it has become quite big also. And there are so many big urban cooperative bank and urban credit society also. So I'm focused for urban cooperative credit system. And I understand that more than 100 years, we are in the service to the nation. And you will be surprised, we have 1,489 urban cooperative bank in India. Out of them, 450 banks are more than established since last 100 years. They are in the service to the nation since last 100 years. So it has a great history. And gradually, they have grown up also. Quite a few of them has grown up. As you know, Saraswat Cooperative Bank,
yes,
which is having a deposit of 55,000 crore. So there are 1,485 cooperative banks in India. And mostly, they are, of course, they are spread over all over India. We have some banks in Assam, one bank in Manipur as well, and Northeast. But concentrated more banks are in Maharashtra, Gujarat, and Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh. So it's a great history that they have been supported. If you take out the cooperative banking credit from the history of economy of Gujarat or Maharashtra, then you can understand that the Gujarat and Maharashtra would not have been made progress, because since last 100 years, they have been helping. They are situated in such a small place. So the community of that area, they have created their own bank. So the ownership model lies with the smallest person of that area, particular area. So this is ownership lies with the in the hands of the small person, and they are taking decision. They are also running the society.
How has the government strengthened the cooperative banks, kind of tightening the loose ends for optimum efficiency of the cooperative banks?
See, there is a UCB. Urban cooperative banks are managed and governed and they're regulated by Reserve Bank of India. So Reserve Bank of India is helping also, but at the same time, they are regulating also. Government of India, after this new department formed, new ministry formed, Mr. Amit Shah has taken over. They have tried to encourage this thing. And they are trying to encourage the UCB, Urban Cooperative Bank, DCCB, District Cooperative Bank, and entire cooperative sector. And they have amended the Act. They have amended Banking Regulation Act. Mm-hmm. They have also amended the Multi-State Cooperative Act, Societies Act. Mm-hmm. And they are not handling the loose end, but they are helping the sector to grow. And they are highly depending upon the cooperative spirit and cooperative theory.
Mr. Verma, if I may come to you, when the Prime Minister talks of Vikasit Bharat, especially Vikasit Bharat by 2047, and we are also talking about empowering the farmers, how do you think that the cooperative sector as it is going now, the way it has been streamlined, the way all the loose ends are being tightened, how do you think it has made a difference to the average farmer?
The dairy cooperative societies, they were pivotal in success of the white revolution of the country. Likewise, there were another institution, village level institution, that is called Primary Agriculture Credit Cooperative Societies, the PACs. They were instrumental in the success of the green revolution of the country. So they were actually earlier mandated to do the credit activity. They would provide credit to the farmers for carrying out their farming activities. So with the time when the ministry was not formed, the PACs were lagging behind in the overall development agenda of the country. So the government decided under the able leadership of Home and Cooperation Minister that we should consult every stakeholder in the country. And with the consultation of the state government and other state stakeholders, we formulated a model bylaws. Those model bylaws were circulated to every PACs of the country. And the model that has been now adopted by PACs of 30 states, the model bylaw is now allowing primary agriculture credit cooperative societies to do 25 kind of activities. So earlier they were doing only credit activities. Now they are able to do the business of 25 kind of activities. In order to enable them to advance technologically, the government launched a scheme by name of the computerization of the PACs scheme with the overall outlay of around 3,000 crore rupees. So we decided that all the PACs which are functional should be computerized. These computerized PACs would be connected by a common ERP software. So as of now, the total 73,492 PACs have been sanctioned for this under this project. And till now, 59,900 PACs, they have onboarded on the ERP software. So ERP software will connect each and every PACs with the District Central Credit Cooperative Bank, that is DCCB, and state cooperative banks, and with the NABARD. So in cooperative sector, for the PACs, the credit flows like this. The NABARD would refinance the state cooperative bank. State cooperative bank would refinance the District Central Cooperative Bank, and District Central Cooperative Bank will provide the finance to the PACs. PACs would in turn give credit to their member farmers. So this is how the technology, with the use of this computerization of PACs technology and ERP software, the digitization would add to the transparency, efficiency and good governance in the business of the PACs. Mm-hmm. So this is how we are moving around. So dairy cooperative society, the PACs are also being improved upon technologically so that they are keeping pace with the overall development of the country and they can benefit their rural farmer members.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in one of his Mann Ki Baat episodes, has shared an inspirational story from the cooperative sector. Let's listen to the Prime Minister.
Mann Ki Baat mein aaj baat ek aise vyakti ki, ek aisi samstha ki, jo jai jawan, jai kisan, jai vigyan aur jai anusandhan, in charo ka hi pratibimb hai. Ye sajjan hai Maharashtra ke Sriman Shivaji Shamrao Dole ji. Shivaji Dole नासिक जिले के एक छोटे से गांव के रहने वाले हैं। वो गरीब आदिवासी किसान परिवार से आते हैं और एक पूर्व सैनिक भी हैं। फौज में रहते हुए उन्होंने अपना जीवन देश के लिए लगाया। रिटायर होने के बाद उन्होंने कुछ नया सीखने का फैसला किया और एग्रीकल्चर में डिप्लोमा किया, यानी वो जय जवान से जय किसान की तरफ बढ़ चले। अब हर पल उनकी कोशिश यही रहती है कि कैसे कृषि क्षेत्र में अपना अधिक से अधिक योगदान दें। अपने इस अभियान में शिवाजी डोले जी ने 20 लोगों की एक छोटी सी टीम बनाई और कुछ पूर्व सैनिकों को भी इसमें जोड़ा। इसके बाद उनकी इस टीम ने वेंकटेश्वर कोऑपरेटिव पावर एंड एग्रो प्रोसेसिंग लिमिटेड नाम की एक सहकारी संस्था का प्रबंधन अपने हाथ में ले लिया। ये सहकारी संस्था निष्क्रिय पड़ी थी, जिसे रिवाइव करने का बीड़ा उन्होंने उठाया। देखते ही देखते आज वेंकटेश्वर कोऑपरेटिव का विस्तार कई जिलों में हो गया। आज ये टीम महाराष्ट्र और कर्नाटका में काम कर रही है। इससे करीब 18,000 लोग जुड़े हैं, जिनमें काफी संख्या में हमारे एक्स सर्विसमैन भी हैं। नासिक के मालेगांव में इस टीम के सदस्य 500 एकड़ से ज्यादा जमीन में एग्रो फार्मिंग कर रहे हैं। ये टीम जल संरक्षण के लिए भी कई तालाब भी बनवाने में जुटी है। खास बात यह है कि इन्होंने ऑर्गेनिक फार्मिंग और डेयरी भी शुरू की है। अब इनके उगाए अंगूरों को यूरोप में भी एक्सपोर्ट किया जा रहा है।
Mr. Chaudhary, you have a great experience of managing cooperatives, especially in Gujarat. What role do you think a cooperative has in job creation and also in the inclusivity? Because we find that a lot of women are involved in cooperatives.
We have exclusive women's societies which are working. The employees are women, the members are women, and the whole society, starting from milk collection, milk production to milk collection, sending it to the union, testing and ascertaining the quality, quantity, and using the computer systems. We have, you would be very happy to note that we are providing round-the-clock veterinary services to our animals. And when you are asking about job creation, we are trying to keep the youth into the village engaged. If the proper employment is given, tens of thousands of people are working in the dairy cooperatives. In Gujarat, if you say about 18,000, 19,000 villages, about 35 lakh farmers are organized in dairy cooperative, and 30 million liters of milk is procured every day. Amul is a brand which has become the world over renowned dairy brand now.
Yes.
So creating, and this is not only milk. Lalima ji, I would also mention that it is immense opportunities in various other areas. Like we have now started potato cooperatives. We have started pomegranate. We are doing gobar processing. We are doing gomutra processing. Circular economy,
right.
Cow to consumer, and then making the whole system, the whole supply chain viable is there. So it's a great potential.
Mr. Verma, have the cooperatives incentivized organic producers? Because they need a market, they need some kind of a motivation. And also, what about White Revolution 2.0?
So actually, I want to tell you something about the organic scenario in India. So we are having the largest producer base for the organic products, but the share of Indian organic products in the world market was very minimal. The government of India decided to set up a National Cooperative Organics Limited, which is in the cooperative sector. So National Cooperative Organics Limited has two main objectives. One, to provide authentic organic produce to the consumers. Second, to provide remunerative prices to the organic farmers. So a lot of farmers, they were into the organic cultivation, but because their produce was not being
marketed,
procured by the traders.
And certification also is a problem.
Yeah, that was expensive. A problem.
Mm-hmm.
That was a problem. Mm-hmm. So certification, testing,
yes.
And then marketing, all these things were a problem for the farmers, organic farmers. So many of them were actually returning to the conventional form of this thing. Government has prioritized to promote the organic cultivation in India because the health consciousness amongst the citizen of the country and particularly in the young generation. That is the driving force for this thing. So we need to promote the organic cultivation in India. For that, we are required to incentivize the organic farmers.
Right.
So before we set up the National Cooperative Organics Limited, there was no organized institutional mechanism which can reach up to the farmer and say, promise to them that, okay, you cultivate it, we will facilitate the certification, testing, and procure your entire produce. So national cooperative, and secondly, on the front of the consumer also, they are paying high price for the organic products they are right. purchasing from the market, but there is no certainty whether that is authentic or not.
Right.
Ministry of Cooperation, under the leadership of Honorable Home and Cooperation Minister Sri Amit Shah ji, decided to set up a national level cooperative. So that is National Cooperative Organics Limited. They are guided by two main vision. One, provide authentic organic produce at the affordable prices to the consumers, for which they have created, they are testing every batch of the organic products on the 245 plus pesticides and putting the result in form of a QR code on the packet of the organic products. So the consumer can go and scan that and can see the result.
That's fantastic.
So that is one.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
secondly, on the farmers front, they are also going to the farmers and providing them a premium price over and above either the MSP or the market price of that product to the farmers. So they are actually encouraging the farmers, also valuing the sentiments of the consumers. So this is what the, and they have launched their products in the name of the Bharat Organics.
Wonderful. Yes, we see them in the shops now.
In the shops.
And how is government incentivizing the white revolution now? White Revolution 2.0, if we may call it.
Okay. White Revolution 2.0. India is now producing 25% of the total milk produced in the world. Mm-hmm. So, in order to get remunerative prices to the dairy farmers, it is important that the milk is not sold in form of the milk only. The value addition is very much necessary. So, for value addition in the milk, it is required that that should come into the organized sector. So, very insignificant portion of the total milk produced in the country is coming to the organized sector. Rest of that is sold in the market through unorganized sector. And that unorganized milk has its own kind of problems.
Yes.
First, there is a problem of hygiene.
And
second,
adulteration.
Mm-hmm. Then they are not providing good prices to the farmers. So, Government of India decided to launch White Revolution 2.0. Today, the cooperative societies, they are procuring 660 lakh kilogram milk per day, dairy cooperative societies.
Mm-hmm.
So we have decided that this 660 lakh kilogram milk per day procurement should reach up to the 1000 kilogram milk procurement per day by the dairy cooperative society, so that the more milk is coming into the organized sector. So for that, we have decided that we should set up dairy cooperative societies in those villages where there is no dairy cooperative society, number one, so that the dairy farmers, they are connected to the market through that DCS. And where there is a dairy cooperative society existing, but that is not performing well, we are also strengthening them. So these are the two things we are doing under the White Revolution 2.0. And as part of the White Revolution 2.0, we are also added, as Sangram ji said, the circularity and the sustainability.
Yes.
In which what we are doing is we are again forming three kind of multi-state cooperative societies, that is national level multi-state cooperative societies. And the first will be in for the management of the cow dung. So they will be, the dairy cooperative society would be procuring cow dung from the farmers. That DCS will be supplying it to the taluka level or the district level cow dung processing center. They will be converting it into the CBG, biogas, or CBG, biogas, and fertilizers, and then selling to the, not to the farmers, selling to those farmers who are engaged into the natural farming and organic farming.
Right.
Okay. And this way, the cow dung of dairy farmers will be monetized.
Correct.
Second will be the multi-state cooperative society, who will be providing the artificial insemination and disease control kind of services. And third will be a multi-state cooperative society, who will be actually procuring there the carcass of the dead animal, like skin, bone, and hides. So the entire circularity of the dairy cooperative sector will be established.
Oh.
Okay, right from milk to their byproducts to their the carcass of the cattle, and also providing services like artificial insemination, like vaccination for the brucella and foot mouth disease, yeah. FMD. Yeah. Everything will be provided by this thing.
Right. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, Mr. Dinesh Kumar Verma. Thank you, Mr. Jyotindra Mehta. Thank you, Mr. Sangram Chaudhary. Thanks all our guests, esteemed guests, for joining us on this very invaluable discussion on the cooperatives of our country.
You were listening to a discussion on cooperatives empowering rural transformation. The participants were Dinesh Kumar Verma, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Cooperation, Jyotindra M. Mehta, Chairman, National Urban Cooperative Finance and Development Corporation, and Sangram Chaudhary, Managing Director, Banaskantha District Cooperative Milk Producers Union Limited. The moderator was Lalima Anija Dang. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Current Affairs.